listening, folks. That's why I really got hooked on my wife. I mean, student counseling her freshman year. And she was brilliant. She was yakking with all these seniors, which we honored then. And good reasoning power, I reasoned.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I told her, you know, I want to marry you. Because that time I had a sentiment. I was young, 30 years old. Of course, 15 years later, I married him. But it was her mind and the talk that was doing it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like a lot of these, you know, like I said before, people who live in the city here might not know them. And, you know, people now don't know them. I do have a mixed culture, but I was saying,
and I was so busy. And you see, it wasn't like I went back to the farm. I found a job always in the city. So the school, in fact, I was going to find on my first year, but two of my teachers, in particular one of them, was like another mother to me. And she taught me a country in my school. She was determined that I should go follow her. I went home on a Friday and a Sunday, she came back and got me. She got a job for me to work in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of, tell God, I was going to go back, work on a farm, and then go to school. You know, could make more in the city. Work at the Bowling Alley.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed long enough not to go to work on Friday. Suddenly she was out there with her car, and her mother packed me and said, you got to go back to the city, go to the show. For which I'm indebted to her. I consider her as one of my mothers.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about to hook the horses or mules up onto a plow or wagon or something? How would they hook them on?
I can't see. No way to hook them up. I don't know what term we use. Unless you call something and I'll tell you whether it's right or not. You know, something like recall? You have some terms, I'll tell you whether I am.
Like on a wagon, you have a long pole that comes down, like a...
I know what you do, you know what you're, I don't want to drive.
The tongue.
But I can't remember any term as such.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a tongue on the wagon, is that...
I think so.
Or shafts or something.
I know shaft. All of those, and I hook it up, but again, maybe to hook up the horse, and if you learn how to do it, then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't
worry about all of the terms that you're doing. You know, try to put on your shoes. You know, say, take your feet, put them in shoes, and do the a lot of things I did like that, and all these years, remember, came within my, let's say, basically 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
After that country that left.
Mm-hmm. And what about back behind the horse? They have a bar like?
Yeah, can't think of the name of that. No, okay. And you hook one, and you have two horses or two mules or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You hook those with each into that thing that runs across. I can't think of it. If you got it, I'll tell you whether we use that or not.
Single
tree and double tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
I probably remember that from now until tomorrow, but you now, and I'm telling you, that's it, single tree. One double tree. You had them with triple trees, or whatever it's in it.
Huh.
We put these great weight on mules and things.
And how about to hold on to guide the...
The rein?
Mm-hmm.
I call it the rein, basically.
Okay. For riding on them too, same.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like I said, and that's what I'm doing. If I hear another term, I'll tell you whether or not we use that. Tell me truthfully. But basically the rein.
Okay.
That's when I learned the difference between the two reins.
Mm-hmm.
Rein on, you get wet, hold a horse rein, you mean you got a cord in your hand.
Mm-hmm.